friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners, and happy Friday. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Ladies first on the Sunny Side of Sports. Kenya's Paris Jepchirchir says she's targeting a marathon in early December in Spain after winning a world title with a world record performance at the half marathon distance in Poland. The 27-year-old Jepchirchir broke her own world record, clocking 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 16 seconds at the recent World Athletics Half Marathon Championships in Poland. At a welcoming ceremony this week at Eldoret International Airport in Kenya, Jepchirchir said she's dedicating her win to her fans, including her grandmother, Salome Keter, who watched her granddaughter win on television. Jepchirchir also thanked Athletics Kenya and the Ministry of Sports for the support they gave to athletes during a difficult period of the coronavirus pandemic. Paris Jepchirchir says she's planning to compete at the Valencia Marathon in Spain on December 6th. Her victory in Poland completed an African sweep of the half marathon world titles. 19-year-old Ugandan Jacob Kiplimo won the men's race in a championship record 58 minutes and 49 seconds. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2020, let's listen in again to the post-race report by the energetic Andy Edwards.
No sport has been left untouched by the global pandemic. But here were some of the best distance runners in the world, supported by highly efficient organizing by the international governing body, World Athletics, putting on a thrilling show. The first of the two races in Gdynia on Poland's Baltic coast was the women's event, and what high-quality running it produced. Perez Jepchirchir regained the world half-marathon title she won 4 years ago, and the Kenyan broke her own world record for a women's-only race. Unlike the later men's race, the early pace was fast, forced by Kenya's Jocelyn Chepkoskei, winner of last year's New York City Marathon. A key incident came at 9 kilometres, as the defending champion, Nesenet Gudeto of Ethiopia, slipped at a sharp turn along the seafront. Although she recovered, she had lost time on the leaders. With just over 3 kilometres remaining, another fall occurred, this time involving Chepkoskei and the Ethiopian Ababel Yeshene. Both fell heavily and were out of contention. That left a trio to contest the women's medals, with Perez Jepchirchir leading from Ethiopia's Yalamzeyev Yahualo and Germany's Melat Kajeta. The road surface was proving tricky, as Yahualo slipped and Kajeta of Germany overtook her. But no one could deny Perez Jepchirchir the victory and the world record. Nonetheless, Ethiopia won the women's team gold from Kenya, with Germany third. It was understandable to imagine Joshua Cheptegei dominating the men's field, given the Ugandan's magnificent season in breaking the 5 and 10,000 metre track records. Well, though he ran, Cheptegei finished fourth on his half-marathon debut, timed at a very good 59.21. Uganda had a champion, however, as his teammate and training partner, the 19-year-old Jacob Kiplimo, stayed in pursuit after the Kenyan Kibiwot Kandy broke the lead pack. With 50 minutes of running on the clock, Kiplimo moved clear to win in a championship and Ugandan record of 58.49. Kibiwot finished 19 seconds behind, and third place went to the Ethiopian Amadewo Kwalalien in a personal best of 59.08. Kenya won a tight team race from Ethiopia, and Uganda, for the first time, had a team bronze. What's more, their individual winner, Jacob Kiplimo, celebrated both team and his own success as the first ever Ugandan medalist at this event.
We feel very great, you know, we have been working with the team. We are great, we are very happy, we are very happy. It was amazing race today, but I'm up front, MIPP, on the championship record. The course was real and it was good. I enjoyed it. The course was good.
The World Half Marathon Championships were shown live to a global television and online audience, maintaining the profile of athletics in difficult times. The president of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, who knows as much as anyone about preparation and performance at top level as a double Olympic champion at 1500 metres, paid tribute to the athletes involved and those who have competed this season.
For somebody to be challenging at the end of that type of season with all the challenges that they've had to confront and be in the running to take home a world championship crown in the same year, it is really an extraordinary testimony to the fortitude and the creativity and the sheer forbearance and strength of character that our athletes have shown this year, bearing in mind that many of them were in lockdown conditions throughout most of the summer. They kept in shape both physically and mentally, and they have shown the type of qualities that we know our sport has shown for over 100 years.
As for how athletics, road racing and track and field might look in the coming year, it's hard to make predictions. What we do know is that the champions in Poland, Perez Chepchechea and Jacob Kiplimo, have the strength of character as well as sporting ability to adapt and excel. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards.
This is the voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Now let's go to Nigeria, where the Minister of Youth and Sports Development says the National Sports Festival will be held before the end of the year. The games are used to select athletes for national and international events. Iron Mike Mbonye reports from Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos.
Sunday Dare is Nigeria's Minister of Youth and Sports Development. He says the lifting of the ban on contact sports will afford the ministry opportunity to commence preparations for the National Sports Festival. Dare says the ministry will also organize the National Youth Games at Ilori in Kwara State. The National Sports Festival and Youth Games were postponed because of COVID-19 outbreak. Dare says the sports festival and youth games will be used to select athletes that will represent the country in future events.
And for us, that has given us great hope about the possibility of being able to host the National Sports Festival, which is tagged for 2020. We are hopeful that as we immediately start to engage in all sports, both contact and non-contact, can also start to firm up our plans in order to have the National Sports Festival. We also have the National Youth Games, which is so important for our youth, where every single state comes with a youth contingent to Kwara State, and then they battle it out. Each time we do this, we get over 200 young athletes who have great potentials. It's like the reservoir of our sports, the engine room of our sports.
Darius says the ministry will work with all relevant stakeholders to host the National Sports Festival before the end of the year.
We hope that we can, before the end of this year, work with all the relevant authorities, the PTF Task Force on COVID-19, the Health Ministry, and also the NCDC. And of course, indeed work with the Edo State Government. The ministry will also drive the talk and planning with all the state's governments to make sure that everybody's on the same page, working through the National Council on Sports to see how we can present a practicable plan to execute the National Sports Festival, tagged Edo 2020.
Darius says the ministry is determined to host the National Sports Festival and commence preparations for the Tokyo Olympic Games. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Straight Talk Africa is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Longtime host Shaka Sali talks about his career, the newsmakers he interviewed, and his audience. Be sure to join us on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
And to quote Shaka, from the deepest better part of the bottom of my heart, I'm looking forward to that Straight Talk Africa 20th anniversary show on October 28th.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Just ahead, Samson Omale in Abuja reports some Nigerian sports stars are speaking out in support of protesters who have been demonstrating against police brutality in the country.
Kamaruddin Usman is Nigerian-American mixed martial artist who competes in the Ultimate Fighting Championship and is the current UFC welterweight champion.
As this starts to unfold right now, this is so heartbreaking to watch all of this destruction, all of this chaos that's going on right now. Where are you, Mr. President? Buhari, how is it that this is lasting for more than one, two, 3 days?
Anthony Joshua, two-time unified heavyweight champion, sent messages to the protesters.
I know it's getting to a stage where things are heating up and tensions are high, but in my prayers at night, I'm praying for peace and positivity, because I know the people on the ground aren't trying to be heard for their own benefit. It's in benefit of the next generation.
For this sport, Odun Jude Ighalo, Nigerian professional footballer who plays as a striker for English Premier League Manchester United, expressed his disgust at the Nigerian military for shooting unarmed protesters.
The Nigerian government is a shame to the world for killing your own citizens, sending military to the streets to kill unarmed protesters.
In football news, Uganda's under-17 women's team coach, Ayub Khalifa, has returned to carry out physical training sessions ahead of the first leg of the final qualifying round for the World Cup after he contracted COVID-19. Early in October, the World Cup preparations of Uganda's under-17 women's team were derailed as a result of the positive tests. Uganda will host Cameroon on October 31st, with the winner of the tie over two legs qualifying for next year's World Cup tournament in Mumbai, India, and Coach Khalifa is ready to go.
I'm really very happy that I'm back for training. I'm back on duty. The girls well prepared. I'm just adding some flavor on what the coaches have been doing. I'm really very grateful for the coaches who've been around handling the game.
In Kenya, Football Kenya Federation has confirmed the appointment of Jacob Gus Muli as a new national football head coach. Jacob Muli returns to the national fold and now takes the mantle from Francis Kimazi, who parted ways with the FKF on mutual consent on Tuesday. In basketball news, Cape Verde put up a determined show of wits as they outclassed Chad 90-73 in their opener at the Federation of International Basketball Association AfroBasket Invitational Tournament in Yaounde, Cameroon on Thursday. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Chairman Christian Chukwu, former captain of national team Green Eagles, former coach of Super Eagles, former coach of Kenya national team, former coach of Safa of Lebanon. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. VOA's Jim Stevenson had golf, cricket, and sailing news in his latest Game Room Sports package. Here's Jim.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Very happy to win here in Scotland, the home of golf, next to St Andrews. It feels very, very, very special win for me.
Spanish golfer Adrian Otegi won his third European Tour title at the inaugural Scottish Championship. He took the advice literally of taking it day by day.
I just tried to do a reset after every day and start from zero, and I did well. I felt very good on the golf course. I hit some very good shots.
It also helped for the final day.
Today, again, just wanted to give myself opportunities, chances. I think I did. I hit some very good iron shots into the green. Even the ones I didn't, I hold some, a couple of very, very good important putts. So I'm just very happy. There's not much to say.
Did Otegi keep track of the leaderboards as he chased down third round overnight leader Matt Wallace?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, I knew more or less how Matt and I were, but I just tried to do the best I could.
Down three shots to begin the final round, Otegi finished four ahead. The only previous Spanish golfer to win by multiple shots on Scottish soil was the great Seve Ballesteros in 1984.
It is very good company. I didn't know that fact.
And now for the rest of the year,
I'll just see what I play next and try to focus and try to have a big finish of the season. That'd be my main goal.
The postponed event from 2020 will be hosted in October, November 2022.
Yep, another sports event has been pushed back by the coronavirus pandemic. This time, it's the Women's Cricket World Cup.
The event that was originally scheduled for India in 2021 will go ahead as scheduled.
But exactly a year later in 2022... Cricket Australia Interim Chief Executive Nick Hockley says the men's 2020 World Cup in Australia also gets pushed back a year.
You know, I think whilst we're going to have to wait another 2 years for the men's event, you know, I think there's been a huge amount of work done. That's not going to go to waste. Australia's going to host an equally fantastic men's T20 World Cup in October and November 2022.
Hockley says the delay will not diminish the event, and perhaps it will be better.
We're all acutely aware of the challenges that we're facing at the moment with interstate travel restrictions and the like. So, you know, in many ways, 2022 gives us, an even better chance of putting on the event that we all originally planned for and that we're hoping for.
India, which was to host the T20 World Cup in 2021, will host their tournament as planned with all 16 teams, which qualified for the 2020 edition, participating in India.
From our perspective, we very much respect their decision. We respect the fact that India have the hosting rights to 2021 originally, and we're very, very excited about delivering the best possible event in 2022.
Hockley says cricket fans will have a big holiday matchup to look forward to in the meantime.
We're just really hopeful that for those that are missing out on the World Cup, you know, they've got a fantastic series to look forward to against India. In terms of Boxing Day, I mean, it's one of the most iconic days on the Australian sporting calendar. So certainly, you know, at this stage, we're planning full steam ahead.
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
The 36th America's Cup Yacht Race is on the horizon, setting sail next March. And that means it's time to get boats in the water and try them out. Team Ineos launched its new boat, Britannia.
It's such a big moment for the team to get Britannia, the race boat, in the water after many months of design and build and I think 90,000 man hours of design and manufacture. So huge commitment from everybody involved and a big relief to get the boat in the water on schedule. And now, you know, of course, excitement to get her out on the water and put her through her paces.
Skippered by Olympic gold medalist Ben Ainslie, the UK sailing team will be hoping to make history as Britain looks for its first win in the oldest trophy in international sport that dates back to 1851.
A huge amount of expectation, of course, and 170 years of hurt, who never won the America's Cup, the only sporting trophy Britain's never won. So, of course, it's huge pressure and huge expectation.
And the chase for the elusive America's Cup keeps his spirits afloat.
I think as a sportsman, that's what you want to be. You want to be in that environment. You want to be pushed to the limit. That's why we compete. And certainly that's why I compete. So very happy to be in this place on the eve of racing and competition. We're going to have our highs and our lows as a sports team, and we've got to come together through that if we're going to get ourselves all the way through to the final and to the cup.
Sailing is not just for multimillionaires in the America's Cup. It's also for young girls in Australia. The Sandy Bay Sailing Club in Hobart, Tasmania, wants females to make up half of its participants by 2025. That's double Australia's national average.
Sailing's not always about just being physical. It's more thinking as well.
You've got to have good tactics.
Coach Lizzie Rountree says the Girls on the Water program is a new local initiative aimed at not only increasing female participation, but building confidence on the water and developing skilled sailors.
My personal philosophy as a coach is that skills bring confidence and confidence is fun.
Committee member Isabella Leclerc says teaching the ropes to a new wave of girls encourages them to take up sailing, a sport traditionally dominated by males.
We want to get more females on the committee boats and out on the water as well as in the club rooms.
The push comes at a crucial time for the sport. Opportunities are scarce for juniors with national championships and other national events canceled due to COVID-19. The Game Room has opened each week with news stories and features, and like you, we've gone through some difficult times this year. The demands of coverage during COVID-19 have caught up with us, for now. While the Game Room takes a time out, follow all the sports action daily on VOA's Sunny Side of Sports. Stay safe. We hope to be back soon.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Brazilian football legend Pelé, who is celebrating his 80th birthday on this Friday. Pelé has often been called the greatest player of all time. He remains the only player in history to lift the World Cup trophy three times in 1958, 1962, and 1970. At the website of FIFA, World Football's governing body, there was a story on Friday paying tribute to Pelé, and it was titled simply, Happy 80th Birthday to the King. But even kings and queens can't defeat Father Time. Because of hip replacements, Pelé is not as mobile as he would like to be, and he has become more reluctant to be seen in public, even before the coronavirus pandemic put him in isolation. Presidents, poets, rock stars, and many others were amazed by Pelé's ability on the football pitch. Before signing off, I'll leave you with a quote by former South African President Nelson Mandela, who said of Pelé, "To watch him play was to watch the delight of a child combined with the extraordinary grace of a man in full." Happy 80th birthday, Pelé. And that wraps up the October 23rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Straight Talk Africa is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Longtime host Shaka Sali talks about his career, the newsmakers he interviewed, and his audience. Be sure to join us on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Peter Clote, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's weekend Africa show that provides news, features, and entertainment news, as well as sports about Africa and the world. Tune in and you will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 Universal Time on the Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive, and objective news.
What's going on, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi coming to you from the Voice of America studios here in Washington, D.C. Join us each week on Upfront as we discuss a range of topics. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
Eliminate the mentality that girls cannot do what boys can do.
You basically need to go to school. There's just no way you're going to get all the skills that people want from you or they expect from you if you're not at school.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of your breakfast show, Daybreak Africa. As always, our newsroom is on top of the news of your interest. We provide you with up-to-the-minute news about Africa as well as world news. Tune in to our show right here on VOA Africa, your trusted source of news and information.
I'm Larry London, and I'm the host of Border Crossings, inviting you to join me for one of the best hours of request music possible on the radio. We've got all your favorite songs by your favorite singers. You tell us what to play. It's requests and dedications, and it happens every weekday right here on the Voice of America.